Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2701, The Secret to Becoming Your Own Financial Expert by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I'm here with you each and every day to read from some of the world's best blogs covering personal finance. So with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. The Secret to Becoming Your Own Financial Expert by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. Are you an expert? Do you rely on anyone else as an expert? I was once featured in GoBankingRate.com's 12 Days of Finance poll to find the most popular personal finance expert. I'm flattered to be listed in the poll, but it's crazy that I would even be on the same page with any of those folks. They each impact hundreds of thousands to millions of people on a daily basis. So when I was asked to explain what makes my brand of personal finance advice different from the others, my answer was easy. I don't present myself as an expert. I simply share my story with money, the good, the bad, and the ugly. My goal is that readers will be able to see themselves doing what I do and become inspired to take control of their own finances, ultimately becoming the expert of their financial life. Here are my thoughts on expertise and some ways that you can be more proactive in becoming your own financial expert. No license required. You should know that it doesn't require a degree or a special license to be your own expert. The CFP, CPA, and other designations, which many of the experts in the poll have, are helpful but not required. I'm actually a CPA, but I can tell you from personal experience that being a CPA did nothing by itself to improve my financial life. Sure, I picked up a bit of knowledge about business structures and retirement investing tools, but I still need to reference IRS guidelines before I make any financial moves. Ironically, the one thing that a CPA designation actually allows me to exclusively do, sign off on required public company audits, is something that has nothing to do with personal finance and something I'll never do. More importantly, a CFP or CPA designation does nothing for you when you can't spend within your means or pay yourself first. These core concepts aren't taught in school. I graduated with a master's in professional accountancy, and I had credit card debt and no savings. You have to learn the core personal finance concepts through living. It can't be completely outsourced. It's cliche at this point, but it's called personal finance for a reason. At any given time, each of us is going through our own unique life situation, and each of us has a different net worth. This is why it's so important for you to become your own expert. Only you know the full extent of your financial situation. Only you can apply financial advice to your situation correctly. My advice to buy and hold target date funds doesn't apply to a widowed woman in her 60s. My advice to only own term life insurance doesn't necessarily apply to someone who has a child with special needs that may need long-term adult care. There are countless examples of financial advice that only applies if. Only by becoming your own expert can you appropriately decipher the financial headlines of the day. You are the expert of you. An important part of becoming your own financial guru is learning or accepting who you are. What are your natural strengths and weaknesses? Does making extra money come easy to you? Are you prone to save all of your money versus spending it frivolously? Your financial decisions should be made honestly with your strengths and weaknesses in mind. Does this mean you should never rely on information from outside sources? Certainly not. I'm glad you're here. I encourage you to check out other blogs and the sites of those other experts. Read as many personal finance books as you can get your hands on. Take all of this information, vet it, and use it as a filter with which you view your own unique situation. Expertise takes time and consistent action. The next step to becoming your own financial expert is gaining confidence in your decision-making. This can only be accomplished through a series of actions. Try something, open up the account, apply for that rewards card, get that insurance quote. These actions create awareness and momentum in your financial life. Do something is not always the answer to problems, but it's certainly the answer to learning what to do when you encounter problems. In the 2007 Harvard Business Review article, The Making of an Expert, it was noted that, quote, consistently and overwhelmingly, the evidence showed that experts are always made, not born, end quote. It's going to take time and a lot of action for you to become your own financial expert, but you're the only one that can fill that role properly, so you better get with it. So what's the secret? The secret is threefold as I see it. Number one, only you know the detailed ins and outs of your financial situation. Number two, no one cares more about your money than you. And number three, all you need to do is keep learning and try new things. Here's to becoming your own personal finance expert. The best financial advice I've ever received. For the record, the best advice I ever received was making savings automatic. That's been a big one for me. I'm a disciplined guy to some degree, but in my early to mid-20s, I wasn't saving enough. For the most part, I took what was left over at the end of the year and threw it towards a traditional IRA. I guess that's better than nothing, though. Still, I wasn't contributing to a 401k, and I wasn't building up a decent emergency fund. The problem was that I was trying to rely too much on my discipline to spend less, then take the leftovers and dump it into savings. Sometime in my late 20s, I started catching on to the idea of automating my savings contributions by direct depositing a percentage of my check into a separate account before I had a chance to spend it. Who can I credit for kickstarting me on the road to automated savings? My dad sure did tell me a lot about paying yourself first and dollar cost averaging back in the day, two concepts that automation builds upon. David Bach's Automatic Millionaire also really took the concept to the next level for me, I think. Since then, my savings, both short and long term, has really taken off. I now contribute automatically to a Roth IRA and separate savings account for my various things, like our property taxes. My goals are being met by making savings automatic. You just listened to the post titled, The Secret to Becoming Your Own Financial Expert by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Truth be told, I've branded myself a personal finance enthusiast because I cringe when people refer to me as an expert. The way I see it, I figured out my own personal finances, but I don't see myself as an expert when it comes to anyone else's finances. Yes, there are practical things to know about money, and you should do the tactical stuff like track your spending, develop and engage with a budget, and create a financial plan or order of operations of what to do with the gap between your income and expenses. Automation, investing, getting rid of debt, etc., are all amazing tactical things we should all be doing. What you need to do with your money to build wealth is relatively simple and easy. I think the harder part is developing a sense of empowerment around your money and having a mindset shift about the role money plays in your life. To start seeing it as an exciting tool rather than a source of shame or embarrassment. This requires an emotional shift that will allow all of these tactical things to feel less like deprivation. And when you can approach your personal finances with an attitude of curiosity, recognizing that all this stuff is figure-outable, even if you make mistakes along the way, it can really take the pressure off as you grow more comfortable managing your own money. But I think that does it for today. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you on tomorrow's episode, where your optimal life awaits.